Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs around 39 today under overcast skies with a chance for snow. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. A dusting of snow today. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 32.
Mid-America Network News. Federal investigators determined that a liberal truck washing company failed to protect workers from harmful gases, causing one worker's death and the hospitalization of two others. Emergency personnel were dispatched the morning of September 1st, 2023, to a call at the Red Barn Truck Wash. They arrived to find three men unconscious in a tanker. OSHA found the truck wash failed to evaluate the tanker trailers for hazardous conditions, including testing the atmosphere, and did not train workers on potential hazards before letting them enter confined spaces. Two people who were arrested in connection with first-degree murder were being held today on more than $1 million bond each in the Riley County Jail. The arrested individuals were identified as Matthew Miller, 24, of Junction City, and Sonia Williams, 26, of Ogden. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia. A dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
One of the latest scams is getting pretty tricky. The Hutchinson Police Department says the scammers will spoof a bank's phone number, so when you receive the caller ID looks like it's actually coming from the bank. From there, the scammer will claim they're calling from the bank's fraud department. The scammers will ask you to verify your information, which grants them access to your account. There have been instances where the scammer has drained an entire bank account of funds. If you receive a call like this, do not provide any information. Instead, hang up and then call the bank yourself and ask about your account. Multiple people who experienced frostbite while attending a bitter cold Kansas City Chiefs playoff game in January may require amputations. It was minus 4 degrees in Kansas City during the wild card playoff game against the Miami Dolphins, with wind gusts up to 27 miles per hour, making for a wind chill of minus 27 degrees. It was the fourth coldest game in NFL history.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The University of Nebraska has taken steps in its national search for the next chancellor of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Carter Baldwin, an executive search firm, will assist the university to replace longtime UNK chancellor Doug Christensen. Interim president Chris Kabarek has appointed a 13-member search committee of students, faculty, staff, alumni, and community members. Chancellor Christensen is retiring at the end of the academic year after 22 years in the role, and is the longest-serving chancellor in University of Nebraska history. In other news, Nebraska is one of 39 states participating in the JAG program, which is a non-traditional classroom that prioritizes voice and choice. Taven Kuhn, a high school junior, explained her thoughts about school before the JAG program.
Originally, I hated high school. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to be a part of anything. I didn't want to do, like, I didn't want to go to college after school. I didn't want to do literally anything. I just wanted to get through it, be done.
More in 24 from Rusty Eckford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty Eckford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty Eckford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
State Senator Dennis Pyle will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Pyle talks about bills that he's introduced or co-introduced this session.
A couple of things I've introduced this year, I've been trying to push, or I've got a Senate concurrent resolution, which would do a little bit of judicial reform, and rather than have the bar pick the nominating commission, we would replace the nominating commission with constitutional officers, which I think there's seven of them, which would be the Chief Justice, the Governor, Lieutenant Governor, the President of the Senate, and the Vice President, and I think there's a couple more, but anyway, I think there's seven of them, and I'd like to see them be the nominating commission rather than the bar having their four picks or five picks is. So that's one thing that I did introduce. And then I've got Senate Bill 385, which deals with Article 5 convention. And I've always argued that we need to have a delegate selection process in place before we call a convention. And I think it's just important and imperative to know who's going to represent you in that issue.
Join the conversation with Senator Dennis Pyle Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY on our public affairs program. Pyle went on to talk about the most important issues facing the Kansas legislature this session.
But I'd have to say the biggest thing that's going on is the tax debate, trying to get the tax cuts through. As many people are well aware, the the president and the speaker, they have their tax bills, and both of them have failed to pass veto. They have failed to override the veto, I should say. And so we're back square one. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. I personally would like to see the governor's tax plan be brought to the floor for a vote. It would eliminate all state income tax on Social Security. It would raise the standard deduction. It's at least a 25% increase for marrieds. It's a little more than that for head of household and single households. But that starts at the lower and works its way up. And it has an exemption in it to move the $40,000 to $100,000 exemption on property tax. So there's a lot more to it than that. It's Senate Bill 377. Somebody wants to look it up, but that's the governor's plan. And several of us signed on. It's a compromise plan. It's a good plan that I think needs and deserves a vote.
Daniel R. Singleton, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Daniel Singleton. Betty A. Castle, age 94, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Presbyterian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Castle.
Maxine Clays, 91, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Rosary service will be held 10 a.m. Saturday, March 9th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with funeral service to follow at 10:30. Burial will be in the St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation is Friday, March 8th from 1 to 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Family will receive friends from 5 to 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Clays. Douglas Kent Stevens, 76, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Graveside service will be held 2 p.m. Tuesday, March 12th at Vermilion Cemetery. Burial to follow. Visitation will be held Monday, March 11th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Doug Stevens.
Hosea S. Harkness, age 90, of Manhattan, formerly Greenleaf, passed away February 19th. Funeral service is planned Monday, March 11th, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Andrews, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Hosea Harkness.
Helen Ruth Keone Johnson, age 102, lifelong resident of Marysville, passed away March 4th. Funeral service will be held 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, March 13th at Kinsley Mortuary. Burial will follow in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation will be held Tuesday, March 12th from 1 to 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Memorial Fund has been established at Community Memorial Healthcare, Meadowlark Hospice, and First Christian Church of Marysville, with contributions sent in care of Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Helen Ruth Johnson.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit cooler today, some rain and snow showers likely with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny and warmer into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s and clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunny and even warmer into Monday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Even more sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and a slight chance for some rain throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for the area on this date early March, 53 degrees. Record high on this date, 79. Average low temperature, 28 degrees. Negative 2 is the record low. Sunrise this morning was at 6:49, while sunset this evening is at 6:27.
The return of daylight savings time means the weekend will be an hour shorter. We have some advice for adjusting to a spring-forward weekend from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 8th. It is the 68th day of the year, and pop vocalist Mickey Dolan celebrates his 79th birthday. There are some people who are chronically late for everything, time change or not. Experts think a variety of psychological factors may be at play, from a need to be in control to a lack of linear concept of time. Whatever the reason, there are cures for chronic lateness. Practice forward thinking techniques. Instead of asking what time is the meeting, for example, ask yourself, what time do I need to leave? And put a timer on your morning routine. Knowing how long it takes to get ready is half the battle. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find our advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's the final weekend of regular season college basketball across the nation as we go into tournament season beginning next week, as the Kansas Jayhawks have dropped for the first time in multiple years down below the top 10 in the nation, as they are sitting number 14 nationwide, and they're set to square up against the number one in the nation, Houston, on Saturday with tip-off at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks are coming off their victory over Kansas State earlier this week with a 90-68 win and currently sitting number four in the Big 12 Conference. In Kansas State basketball, they're also looking at their final game at home in Lawrence as they're taking on the number six Iowa State Cyclones with tip-off on Saturday at 1 p.m. Kansas State is sitting towards the bottom of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 7-10 in conference play and 17-13 for their overall regular season record. After this weekend, the Big 12 Conference begins their tournament play going into the March Madness tournament just a week from now. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Free play and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
With only one game left in the regular season for college basketball for the Big 12 Conference, Kansas University, for the first time in years, has dropped out of the top 10 in the national AP polls. Cake News reports that the Jayhawks did spend the first 3 weeks of the regular season at the number one slot and has been in the top 10 for the last 3 years. But with consecutive losses over the past few weeks, it's not looking good for the team going into the final game of the regular season on Saturday. In this week's national AP poll, Kansas fell to the number 14 slot nationally, the worst ranking the team has seen since 2020, when they hit the number 15 slot midway through the season. It's also the first time in 21 years where the Jayhawks have seen seven different conference losses under head coach Bill Self. Looking at that national AP poll for the top 25 going into the final week, Houston is sitting number one nationally with a record of 26-3. UConn at number two, Purdue sitting at number three, Tennessee at number four, and Arizona at number five, tied with Iowa State with a record of 23-6.
High school basketball scores from Thursday's state action. Number 5-seeded Hanover Lady Wildcats were victorious over 4-seeded Buckland 57-43. They move on to play Northern Valley Friday at 4 p.m. Meanwhile, the Frankfort Lady Wildcats, the number 6-seed in Class 1A Division 1, victorious over 3-seeded St. John's Hudson 51-43. They move on to play Friday at 8 p.m. Wall-to-wall state coverage continues on KNDY FM 95.5 today at 2 p.m. The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs in Class 2A tip off against 5-seeded Riverside in semifinal action. At 4 p.m., the Hanover Lady Wildcats tip off against Northern Valley. At 6 p.m., the Axtell Boys tangle with Lebo. And to round out our evening at 8 o'clock, the Frankfort Lady Wildcats take on South Gray. Again, wall-to-wall state coverage begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon with all action on KNDY FM 95.5, online at kndyradio.com, and also in the free KNDY FM mobile app.
Frankfort Lady Wildcats made it a TVL sweep with four Twin Valley Lake teams advancing in state tournament play. Frankfort prevailing 51-34. After a slow start to a young St. John Hudson team who led 11-7 at the end of 8. But Frankfort turned around, outscored them 21-4 in the second quarter, held St. John Hudson scoreless from the field. It was a double-digit halftime lead, and the Cats never looked back. Led by Hattie Gross, Lexi Dolling, Isles 12 apiece, Frankfort hit 11 of 12 second-half free throws. St. John Hudson, led by Mia Meyer, Heidi Fisher with Ken each, they end their season at 22-2. Frankfort advances to play second seed South Gray semifinals Friday at 8. We'll have it live on KNDY. Reporting, I'm Bruce Dierke.
The Hanover Lady Wildcats are one step closer to repeating as 1A Division II state champions as they went over Buckland in the quarterfinals of the 1A Division II state tournament in Great Bend on Thursday, 57-43, the final score. Leading the way for Hanover off the bench was freshman Gracie Bruna, who was red hot, 6 of 6 from the floor, 5 of 5 from 3, finished with 18 points, a career high for her, as the Hanover Lady Wildcats also get 14 from Anna Juneman and 12 from Caitlin Cliff, who went 6 of 7 from the floor. Hanover made 11 threes in the game as they improved to 21-4. They'll move on to the semifinals to take on Northern Valley coming up on Friday in Great Bend. For Buckland, they were led by Emerson Kirk with 15 points. Carly Evans scored 14. Buckland finishing their year with a record of 20-4. Once again, the 5th-seeded Hanover Lady Wildcats over the number 4-seed Buckland, 57-43 on Thursday in Great Bend at Hanover and Northern Valley at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon in the semifinals. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Dusty Donis.
Create a colorful welcome for family and guests with a little paint, pretty welcome mat, and container of seasonal flowers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Revive a tired door with a fresh coat of paint or stain. Newer products are more durable, fast-drying, and make this an easy fix. Or dress up your door with a wreath. Silk daffodil and tulip flowers in a basket or on a grapevine wreath make a beautiful display. Or how about colorful seed packets with ribbon? Great ways to welcome your guests in spring. Set a container filled with spring flowering bulbs and annuals on the front steps. Tulips and daffodils combine nicely with pansies, nemesia, snapdragons, bright light Swiss chard, ornamental kale, and more. As the flowers fade, replace them with some warm season annuals and tropicals. Provide a bit of aromatherapy by including a few fragrant hyacinths and stocks in your spring planter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some have referred to this place as the Sistine Chapel of this town. No, the ceilings aren't as high nor the building as large as Michelangelo's masterpiece, but this is quite interesting to see, and the entire building has quite a story to boot. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Tootsie Marie Summers explains, the Washington House has quite a history here in Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
It does. It's significant to Two Rivers because it's the oldest building in the city. It dates 1850. It originally was a working man's hotel.
On the first floor, you'll find a real treasure that you can see today.
The bar downstairs, the saloon, is original. Women were not allowed to be in the saloon, and so there's a waiting room, which is now the gift shop for them.
The building has a grand ballroom on the second floor, along with old hotel rooms. The ballroom has a feature that is pretty impressive.
The cathedral ceiling murals were painted in 1906. We don't know by whom, but legend has it that a gentleman stayed here at the hotel, could not afford the 5 cent a night room rate, and he had offered in exchange to paint the ceilings. So they're beautiful murals that date back to 1906.
Tootsie says some refer to it as the Sistine Chapel of Two Rivers. But this building was destined for the wrecking ball in 1990.
The Two Rivers Historical Society formed then and decided to turn it into a museum, so it opened in 1991. And we continue to work on upgrading it, updating it. It's been a phenomenal work in progress, and people, they're impressed with the work that's done and the collection that we have. We tell the story of Two Rivers here.
Today, you can come enjoy the bar, ice cream parlor, ballroom, and the museum exhibits that tell the story of the town and area. All in the oldest building in the community. Traveling the countryside in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
Ever wonder why horses sleep standing up? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They aren't meant to spend a lot of time on the ground, so if your horse has been there a while, it may need help as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Entertaining to watch horses rolling around in the dirt, but a horse lying on the ground for too long is at risk for injuries. Ann Swinker is an extension horse specialist at Penn State University. She says horses can get into a situation where they've laid down and can't get back up. Perhaps they settled in too close to a wall and can't get their feet underneath them to stand. Swinker says the weight of their bodies can cause problems if they're down too long.
You have some circulation issues, respiratory issues. The digestive system's not made to be crushed up and upside down and function. If they're left there long enough, things start to shut down. So if a horse has been down for a long time, you probably want to call your veterinarian and let them know what you're dealing with.
Budging a 1,000-pound horse takes leverage, even if it's just a few inches. When the animal is stuck against a wall, some people might position themselves between the horse and the wall using their feet and legs to move the horse. But Swinker says a huge flailing animal could easily kick, step on, or crush you. She suggests getting another person or two to help. Grab a long rope and wrap it down low around the horse's neck.
so that the pressure is on the fleshy part, not on the skull or not on the esophagus. If the horse has a halter on, you might be able to snap it onto the halter. But you have to have a long enough rope that you're not going to slip and fall under the horse.
Gently roll the horse over or pull it just enough so that it can get up on its own, but stay away from the horse's legs. Once it realizes it can stand up, it may panic or struggle, and you don't want to connect with a flying hoof. Find more tips on getting the horse upright again at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
How artificial intelligence could benefit farmers today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The head of the Center for Risk Management Education and Research at Kansas State University says farmers might find a use for artificial intelligence. Joe Parcell.
Artificial intelligence is really using the power of machines to help us solve problems, to do tasks faster. I think of coders out there that are using this to code and prepare software for how we use that. I work with a lot of data. I'll use AI to help me manipulate the data, tell stories from the data a lot faster. And I think of AI as a user as just a way of speeding up our decision processes.
Parcell suggests AI could help a lot with something many farmers dread, paperwork.
I think of the speed at which it can capture information, especially on the regulatory or the legal side, and help us as farmers be able to write better contracts. Maybe it's on a rental agreement, so it's a win-win for everyone and it changes over time. But then on the accounting side, it's going to reduce kind of the anxiety that I hear in the voices of folks. Well, it's time to go see the accountant and see where we're at before year end. We'll be able to do that a lot quicker.
If you'd like to hear more from Joe Parcell about AI's use to agriculture, there's a link you can use on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, and it is Friday now, March the 8th of 2024, and we will shift gears away from Ag News and take a look at your current soil temperature at the 4-inch soil depth. Soil temperature directly affects plant growth as we get closer to planting season. Soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature, also impacting the rate of nitrification, influencing soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So we'll take a look across the Sunflower State, and we'll break it up into thirds, the western, central, and eastern third of the state. We'll start out on the western side as the northwestern side of the state, primarily the coolest as we get closer to planting season. We'll look all the way up in Cheyenne as their current 4-inch soil temperature is at 40 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a bit lower than their 7-day average of 43 degrees. Still on the western side, out in Leote, we take a look at their 4-inch soil temperature still at 39 degrees, which is well below their 7-day average of 46 degrees. And down in the far southwestern corner, we'll take a look in Meade, right on the border there, 45 degrees, their current 4-inch soil temperature a bit lower than their 7-day average of 48 degrees. Now across the central belt of the state, we'll look up in North Central in Jewell, their current 4-inch soil temperature at 42 degrees, a bit cooler than their 44 degrees 7-day average. Across the central point of the state, we'll take a look in now McPherson. Their current temperature is 45 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth, which is a bit cooler than the 49 degrees 7-day average. And here in South Central Kansas in Harper, 49 degrees is the current 4-inch soil temperature, which is right on their 7-day average. Now across the eastern third of the state, we'll look way up at northeastern Hiawatha as their current 4-inch soil temperature is at 45 degrees, which is just a tad lower than their 7-day average of 46 degrees. Over near the Missouri border in Miami, 49 degrees is the current temperature, a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 48 degrees. And last but not least, in the far southeastern corner down in Cherokee, 52 degrees is the current 4-inch soil temperature, which is right on their 7-day average of 52 degrees Fahrenheit.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and Rusty at Ford.com.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Protect your sheep and goats from blood-sucking parasites. Understand the parasite life cycle and don't let your animals graze to the ground. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Battling parasites is part of owning sheep and goats. They all have worms to some degree, but the most concerning is a blood-sucking parasite called the barber pole worm that lives in the animal's stomach. It causes anemia and, in many cases, even death. Mark Kepler is an extension educator at Purdue University. He says the key to parasite control is pasture management. Rotate sheep and goats to grasses that are at least 4 inches tall. If the animals are grazing in the same place all the time, they'll eat it down to the ground, which makes it very easy to pick up the worms.
The worm is inside of the animal. It lays an egg inside of the animal. When the animal defecates, that egg falls out on the grass. And then that egg will hatch out, and a little tiny worm will crawl up the grass blade, just a little bit. And so when the animal comes along and eats that grass blade, it's eating that worm and putting it into its body.
There are dewormers, but if they're overused, the parasites can build up resistance. Check the color of the membrane around the animal's eyes. If it's white and not pink, it signals anemia. Another way to determine worm load and if the treatment is working is to collect fecal samples.
Take it to the vet, and he'll look at it and say whether you got worms or don't, or what kind you got. I give them the drug, come back, whatever the vet says, usually about 2 weeks later, and then I see again what kind of egg numbers I got. If I got the same number of eggs I had the first time around, I got resistance, and that drug isn't doing me any good.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling sheep and goat parasites at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock yard and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March the 13th, starting at 11 a.m. Consignments include 125 choice reputation calf and vaccinated gentle Angus and black white face first calf heifers with January through February Angus sired calves by side. There'll be 50 black and Charlotte cows. They'll be 3 to 8 years old with November January calves. 150 black and black white face fall calving cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus and semi Angus bulls for August through October calving. There'll be 175 black white face and red cows, 3 to 8 years old, bred for late March through May calving. We'll have 80 fancy Angus, red Angus, and black white face calf and vaccinated replacement heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds. At 12 o'clock noon, Klein Cattle Company will be selling 23 reputation 18-month-old Angus and semi-Angus breeding bulls, plus 10 choice Angus and semi-Angus all-bred heifers. For more information on this special cow and bull sale, be held Wednesday, March the 13th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029. Or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still a mixed to mostly lower day in the livestock. That's where we'll start. We see April live cattle currently down $1.50 at 187.22. June's down 152 at 183.07. Feeder cattle markets also a triple-digit loss today. The March contract down 182 to 249.20. April's down 220 to 254.10. Mixed in the hogs is April lean hogs still a bit weaker, currently down 20 cents at 84.32. May's up 27 to 90. Into the grains, we saw a morning of mostly mixed, choppy two-sided trade. However, they were all awaiting on the March crop estimates report, which was released at 11 a.m. and responding in a positive note. March corn actually down 2 at 424. However, the later futures months back into the green, including May up a penny to 439. The wheat market's been higher all throughout the day today. May Kansas City wheat up 10.5 to 585 and a quarter. July's up 10.25 to 571 and a quarter cent. May oats also in the green up 2.75 to 361 and a half. Into the soybeans, certainly was watching that USDA crop report, not necessarily for numbers here stateside, but for the Brazilian crop, as it looks to be more positive notes once again. March soybeans up 1.25 to 11.58 and a quarter. May's up 7 to 11.73 and a quarter. May soybean meal up 4.30 to 3.38.80, and soy oil still down 84 points at 44.99. Cotton also still limit lower. May cotton down 400-point limit at 95.28. Energy markets also in the red. Crude oil down 97 to 77.96 a barrel. Unleaded gas down 2 cents a gallon to 253. Heating oil down a nickel to 264, and natural gas actually up a half a cent to 182. Taking a stroll down Wall Street here as we pass through the lunch hour, into the red as the Dow Jones currently down 19 after a morning of gains at 38,771. S&P back down 30 points at 5,127, and the NASDAQ down 167 to 16,105. And lastly, looking at the dollar index, still a bit weaker for the day. The March dollar currently down 2 points at 102.74.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More presidents of award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only presidents award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Third Road Ag Sales is still offering the highest cash discount of 13% for seed orders, featuring fully treated soybeans for $62 per unit, including ExtendFlex and Enlist traits. Seed tender use available. Low salt starter fertilizer, $8.29/2 with sulfur and zinc pre-blended for $5.50 with on-site delivery or pick up at Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville. Call John Hankey today at 785-562-7157. That's Third Road Ag Sales at 785-562-7157, offering 13% off seed orders and a great price on low-salt starter fertilizer right now.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Recent U.S. Circuit Court cases decide that free speech protects the rights of employees to willfully mislead employers in order to harm their confinement operations. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McEwen relays a general overview of the ag-gag laws and why these statutes were implemented in the first place.
Kansas is the first state in the nation to enact what's known as an ag-gag statute. I don't like using that terminology, but that's how it's commonly referred to, and that's how people will know what we're talking about. But it's really heated up in recent years, and this is just simply in response to attempts to shut down animal confinement operations by activist groups. We've had legislatures in a number of states that have enacted laws designed to protect animal confinement operations by limiting access to those facilities. A common approach to these various state statutes is for the law to criminalize the use of deception to get access to a confined livestock facility or a meatpacking plant, with the intent then to cause physical harm or economic harm or some other type of injury to that business.
McEwen discusses multiple states battling legal concerns over free speech within their respective statutes.
This has been an issue in North Carolina. Of course, hog production in North Carolina is huge. Also out in Utah, there's been a case that's gone to the Ninth Circuit involving the Idaho statute on this. And largely the results were negative for agriculture. Most of the courts were saying, well, we have free speech violations when you are restricting access and restricting things that people can do once they're at those facilities. They're finding, by and large, free speech violations of those various state statutes.
He suggests ways producers can protect their operations through trespassing laws and contractual wording.
I have a right to say who comes onto my property or not just based on trespass law. Let's take the speech issue out of it, get out of the constitutional First Amendment type issue and just base it on trespass. I think you want to specify in detail what the job requirements are and what is and what is not permitted to occur on the premises and inside buildings. And make sure the employer has the right in the employment contract to search every employee for devices that could be used to record activities on the farm and in farm buildings. If you put that in the employment agreement up front, you do it contractually, then that becomes a contract issue. That's not a free speech issue. And so that's all I'm saying. We make this a tort issue with respect to trespass. We make it a contract issue with respect to the employment agreement. And then that seems to, I would think, help to get us around the First Amendment concern.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McEwen on how agriculture continues working to protect itself from opposition. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Markets rallied Thursday with the S&P beating last week's all-time closing high. Tech and growth stocks drove the Nasdaq up 1.5%, while the Dow Jones tacked on 130 points. Investors are gaining confidence that the Fed will cut interest rates later this year. Shares in The Gap soared nearly 6% in late trading after the clothing company released an earnings report that beat expectations. Revenue at The Gap came in at $4.3 billion for the quarter. The February employment report is due out this morning. It's expected to show some signs of cooling after a robust month of job gains. The unemployment rate is thought to have held steady between January and February at 3.7%. New federal data suggests housing inventory is growing as mortgage rates dip. Freddie Mac reports rates on the most popular home loan fell for the first time in 5 weeks to less than 6.9%, while the number of homes listed for sale spiked 13% compared to this time last year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.